want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, 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 yeah, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is Chinese New Year. I had an inkling it was the day of a celebration called Chinese New Year, but it graphically sunk in when our beautiful daughter-in-law, Lourdes, sent the family a video showing our granddaughter, Audrey, dancing to a traditional Chinese song with her preschool classmates all wearing Chinese garb. I was then determined to do our part and find a place that would serve some food related to Chinese culture. I recalled that one of our fine chefs, who is half Chinese, telling me one day, after he saw that I'd posted a photo on my Instagram account of a pot sticker, that I might wish to go to a place named Dumpling King. So my wife, Janet, and I made our way to it for lunch with no further delay. A sign of good fortune met us even before we walked in the door. A man and woman were walking out and with no provocation blurted out, "So delicious!" I had to ask what they had. Soon we were seated, and I saw the items listed on the straightforward menu that made them so happy. I was in my happy place now, too, Janet as well. The celebration of Chinese New Year marks a changeover from which animal ascends to the role of primacy in the Chinese calendar. It is the biggest holiday of the year in Taiwan. Upon researching how come animals are the symbols of the Chinese zodiac, I learned of the Jade Emperor, the Emperor of Heaven and Earth, who decided one day that it was high time that people had a means to measure the passing of the seasons. In his wisdom, he decided that there would be a 12-year cycle with each year named after an animal. However, there were far more than 12 animals in the land, and each wanted to have their place in the Chinese zodiac. The emperor determined that a great race needed to take place to see which animals deserved that special designation. The race required the animals to cross a raging river, and that is where things got interesting. Do look it up if you like, but all of that racing got me too hungry, so let us return to feasting. As soon as I saw Dumpling King had Shanghai soup dumplings, I knew that was going to be part of our Chinese New Year's lunch. I have followed the fascination for these babies for some time now. Since we don't have a Chinatown in our region, I have been a bit stymied in my overall adoration of excellent Chinese food. I'd love to have a guide to teach me more on this. As soon as a bamboo steamer was set between Janet and me, I set aside all concerns, and we each delicately lifted a steaming pleated orb of the heavy, for their size, dumplings. Not wanting to burn my palate, I waited as long as I could. The aromas were battling my patience, though, and so I pierced the top to let a bit of the trapped steam out. That ramped up the scent of shrimp, chives, and porky goodness laying within. Then I could wait no more and lifted the dumpling up and bit in. A stream of the broth shot sideways onto my A Word on Food notebook, and soon I had food on words. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my Word on Food.
And when I get excited, my legs